Let's recap. Mid-Plains Community College Board of Governors meeting for the month of November in North Platte last night. That means we get a chance to talk to President Ryan Purdy. How you doing, Ryan?
Great, Rich. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, doing good. Everybody kind of getting toward that Thanksgiving mood a little bit. Once again, going to be taking I give the students and teachers a little time off next week, don't you?
Do. Yep. So we'll close the college down at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and we'll reopen on the following Monday, December 1st. So give them about 4 days to get out of here, and then really the students come back for 1 week of classes, and then we hit finals, and then we'll send them off for about a month, and let our faculty recoup for about 3 weeks, and then we'll all be back together on January 5th.
And before we know it, we're into 2026 and ready to go for the stretch run of the year, huh?
Hard to believe. Yeah, we're about halfway through. It's just crazy to think it's gone that fast.
Board of Governors last night, North Platte Community College. We'll start first. You had some open form announcements, didn't you?
We did. So, you know, it's nice to have Jackson and Vernon, the two student trustees, rib each other a little bit. And I know that Jackson kind of got the first punches in on Vernon, and so Vernon had to punch back a little bit. But North Platte volleyball team had a fantastic finish to the year. You know, they kind of struggled out of the chute going Division II to Division I and kind of found their stride at the right time for them and was able to climb into the Region 9 tournament. Knocked off Central Wyoming, who was the 2 seed out of the North, and then hit Northeastern, and Northeastern's that buzzsaw. They kind of like Nebraska, hadn't lost a set in almost a month, and then North Platte was able to take one from them, but then they kind of got their wheels a-turning and are sitting number 4 seed in the national tournament right now. So, but hats off to the volleyball teams, both McCook and North Platte, great students and great athletes, and so always have high GPAs, and we appreciate the work they do off the court just as much as they do on the court. So congrats to Alexa and her team on a fantastic finish to their season, and wish them well in next year as they continue into that Division I adjustment, and we'll be excited to see what happens. But off to basketball season, both the men's and women's teams are kind of hitting their stride and they're really kind of taking off and getting quite a few games in before the break, and so anxious to see how they really come into their own. A lot of talent on all those teams, and so we're kind of excited to see what this year holds. But, you know, they talk about their campus activities, student life activities, and so appreciate the engagement of those two students. We're seeing more and more student attendance at a lot of the activities, not just athletics, and so I think it just shows the caliber of individuals and leaders that Jackson and Vernon have become on their campuses. So appreciate their support at the board table, appreciate their input, and really their representation of the student body.
Also, you at the recent NCCA meeting in Lincoln recently, right?
We did. So our annual meeting, 5 of the 6 community colleges, all but Metro, are part of the association. So it's our 1 day to get together to celebrate with each other, to network, and then, you know, bounce ideas off of each other and see how we can do things better as a state. But obviously, Susie Bolt, our longtime math faculty at McCook, was awarded and recognized as the Mid-Plains Faculty Member of the Year. She's just been a gem for so many years, and, you know, former athlete, former coach, and now a faculty member. And then Sean Ayton, North Platte Community College Physical Resources Director, and so he was our Admin of the Year. And then we recognized Rascal Martinez as our Alum of the Year. So Rascal, Sutherland native, came to North Platte and got his business degree, but is a phenomenal musician and making a living doing that piece. And so I'm just excited for his continued progress and his career, and excited to recognize him as one of our alums. So got that done, met with the American Community College Trustees, their government relations people, talked about some of the Big Beautiful Bill and the impacts with the Department of Education changing how that might impact us. And so obviously ESL and ABE, adult basic education funding, is two areas that we're obviously making sure we were paying attention to from where we're at, and then the workforce that we need to be employing. And those individuals that have stopped out that need to come back and get the GEDs, how can we make sure they're skilled and ready to get into the workforce? And so those are areas we're going to have to continue to watch. They did expand some of the Pell grants, some short-term Pell that they hadn't done in the past. Usually you had to be in part of a full, you know, 2-year program, and it had to be obviously making satisfactory progress towards it and enrolled in so many credit hours. Now they're looking at some of those more short-term certificates and providing aid for prospective students in there. So got to talk about that piece and network with them. And then we had a panel from some of our manufacturers in the eastern part of the state, really talking about automation and artificial intelligence, and knowing that, you know, it's continued to expand, but they don't ever see it completely taking over the human side of the house. And so continuing to put an emphasis on our skilled trades and making sure that our students have what they're going to need to be successful. in those career fields, but also still remembering that they need the soft skills, and communication is the biggest one. And so, again, technology has kind of hindered, I think, our interpersonal relationships over the last 20 years. And so we just need to make sure that we're putting a focus. And I think, and my wife who teaches at high school would say that I think everybody thought the cell phone thing was, you know, really going to be a struggle. And I think they're seeing some benefits already, and we're only a semester in. So teaching people to interact with each other, I think, is will go a long ways.
Had a couple of consent agenda items, but then moved on. He had a few action items as well.
We did. So replacing our birthing mother simulator at the Health and Science Center for the second time since we have opened that facility. The first one wore out after about 300 births. This one has almost 500 births, and they continue to get more advanced in technology as well. Kathy Harrison said, maybe we'll get 1,000 out of this one. I would doubt we'll get 1,000, but maybe. But these things continue to advance, like I mentioned, and, you know, outside of standing up and walking out of the room, I think they can do pretty much anything else. So gives the students great experience in a controlled environment. We can kind of set the simulation and create the scenario that they have to diagnose and work through. It's easier to do it there than it is to put them in the live labor and delivery when sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. So as we can prepare them the best we can before they get out in the real world, the better for all parties.
And let's see, moved on from there, you had some other action items, and one dealing with McMillan Hall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been 23 years ago since we remodeled that and added on to the south side. And so when we did the East Campus, we moved business and community education to East Campus. And so that pretty much freed up the entire second floor. So we've done some shifting. We brought IT and safety security to the second floor, and then moved student life from the first floor to the second floor. We moved some faculty that were in McMillan Hall back over to Walsh Brady. So lots of dominoes are starting to fall. And so now this one, we're really focusing on our student experience and enrollment journey. So admissions, registrations, and advising, streamlining kind of that workflow. And so working on that piece, but then also with the bookstore going virtual, we have that space that we need to remodel as well. So this one's going to be a little more intense than what the second floor was. We did all of that in-house with Darren and his team. And so this one we'll use RMV construction to do some remodeling, moving some storefronts, moving some doors, opening up some walls, and then obviously some facelifts in where the bookstore was. And so we're excited to kind of showcase that piece, working on kind of making that maybe a memorabilia-type room. And obviously want to have that done to showcase the 100th anniversary when we kick that off in September. So timing was right. RMV said they could get it done before school starts, starting right after commencement. So they're going to take over and we'll get it done.
Also, some other action items dealing with North Platte Community College as well.
Yep, just a improvement on some of the one parking lot on North Campus, just south of the new electrical building. It's asphalt, it's deteriorating, it needs resurfaced, and so we've kind of opted to go concrete over asphalt when we can, and it just lasts a lot longer. And so this is the last piece of asphalt we have on the North Platte campuses, so hopefully it's our last pavement project for a while.
Your NCCA dues for this year?
Yep, mm-hmm. And so those stayed the same as last year, working with the association to make sure that we're maintaining a healthy reserve there, but not too healthy of a reserve. And so we're going to use a piece of that, make sure our dues stay the same as they were, but then also look for the NCCA to absorb some of our other statewide meetings, whether that be PTK, our legislative day, our annual meeting, some of those types of things. But that it helps us to employ Courtney Whitstruck as an association who is the eyes and ears in Lincoln for us, so we don't have to be on the road all the time, and we can stay on campus and do what we need to do here locally. So we appreciate the work she does. We appreciate the work the association does on a state and federal level, just to make sure that we stay at the forefront of conversation when it comes to higher education. And then when funding becomes available, we have an opportunity to secure some of that to help improve.
Purchase of an air brake driving simulator.
So, yep. So this one is for the diesel tech program. They're dealing with equipment that's pre-2000. And so we needed to get that thing up to speed to make sure that our diesel techs, when they hit their chosen employer, that they are learning from what they're going to experience. And so this is a simulator, much like the birthing mother, but more on air brakes, where we can program faults into the system, and then they can plug in the scan tools, figure out what the problem is, and then go have to diagnose and repair it. So again, just making sure that our students are prepared for the workforce when they enter the career field.
And your audit report.
Yes, Dana Cole & Company is our auditor, has been for a long time. We continue to put that out by every 3 to 5 years for a new engagement. And Dana Cole has been the successful respondent. But we again had a clean audit, federal financial aids, federal our financial statements, and our student enrollment audits all came out with no blemishes. So excited for the work that our people are doing. They're doing a fantastic job. Financial aid is obviously a tough one because the regulations seem to change every day. But Erin Brown and her staff in North Platte continue to stay on top of those and are doing a great job of making sure that we're in compliance. And Eric Gonzalez and his staff in the business office, again, making sure the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and numbers are balancing and in the right buckets where they need to be to make sure we're staying in compliance both on a federal and state level as well. So thank you to them. And yep, another clean audit approved by the board last night.
How about reports?
Continuing to work with our schools and our four-year partners to make sure that we're plugging the holes. And we know education, teachers, and healthcare professionals are some of our areas that we have the most demand. And so trying to find and expand our pathways so students can leave their high school with maybe a year under their belt, come to us for maybe a year, and then work with Shadron or Kearney, whoever it might be, to allow them to stay on site, whether that be North Platte McCook or one of our small schools, be employed by the school, maybe as a para, and then being able to take the rest of their education courses remotely there in North Platte McCook or, again, Tryon or wherever. And so trying to fill that gap. And then working with four-year partners with UNMC, again, trying to expand what we can do with healthcare. We know there's a nursing shortage. And so how can we, again, continue to get more LPNs, more RNs, ADNs, and BSNs? And so Kathy Harrison and Dr. Tomak and Clint Redding, the dean, are really starting to brainstorm ways that we can expand some of our nursing sites even within our region. So, again, trying to make sure that we're filling the holes and providing a skilled workforce where we can.
And that pretty much wrapped things up for the agenda from last night.
It did. So, yep, next meeting, December 17th in North Platte, same time, 6:30. So that will be the last meeting of 2025.
Anything else from a young man around there?
Yeah, so there's, we are nearing the end of the first semester, and so there's a lot of events that will happen in the next couple of weeks. So I just want to remind everybody that spring registration is open, and so classes will begin on January 12th. So if you're interested in taking any classes with Mid Plains Community College, regardless of your location or whether you want to do them online, in person, we have a lot of opportunities and a lot of ways we can get you your education. So January 12th, please make sure you apply, get in contact with one of our campuses, and I'll set you up with an advisor. Spring semester begins January 12th. Nursing application closes January 15th, so if you're interested in entering any of our nursing programs, our LPN or ADN programs, make sure you submit that application by January 15th. And upcoming MPCC scholarship deadline is March 1st. So those are institutional dollars that will help you save while you pursue your educational goals. So March 1st is the deadline for that. Santa's workshop returns to Mid Plains Community College Thursday, December 4th. I'm a cook. It'll be at the Peter and Dolores Graff Event Center December 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. And then just one final reminder for all the listeners out there, all Mid Plains Community College campuses will be closed beginning at 3 p.m. Wednesday, November 26th, and will be closed until 8 a.m. December 1st for the Thanksgiving holiday.
All right. Of course, Daniel, a marketing public information director there at North Platte as well.